Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge University Botanic Garden is offering a new travel grant for all state schools in Cambridgeshire and surrounding counties. It's been made possible thanks to a generous grant from the Gatsby Charitable Foundation. And to tell us a little bit more about that is Hannah Elkington. And Hannah is the school's learning officer at the Botanic Garden. Morning to you, Hannah.
Hi there, Julian.
Thanks very much for coming on. I guess we kind of take it for granted that a school can just hop on a bus and come and see you, but it's a little bit more complicated than that, really, for some schools, isn't it?
It really is, and I think for a lot of schools, actually, not just some, we see schools every single year will contact us, be excited about booking their trip, and then when it comes to the sort of final planning stage, they will get back in touch and say, I'm really sorry, we can't afford the bus, we're not going to come. And this is a problem that really over the last few years has got more difficult for schools. You know, the cost of living increases have impacted all of us. Schools have got higher energy prices. The coach companies that they're hiring have got higher fuel prices. So there's a lot of schools really that haven't been coming on trips at all.
It's a real shame. I remember when I was at primary school, it was at the bottom of the hill, East Hill in Colchester. So every term we'd walk up the hill and we'd go and see Colchester Castle. And that was just like something. It happened. And to think that, you know, kids today, particularly when you've got somewhere like the Botanic Garden, not too far away, it's just an awful shame if they can't come and see it.
It really is. You know, there's the schools that are lucky to be close enough to us to walk. This obviously isn't such an issue to them. But in Cambridgeshire, we're quite a varied county, and the same for the surrounding counties. You know, this grant covers also Suffolk, Norfolk, Essex, Bedfordshire, Northamptonshire and Hertfordshire. We've got a lot of rural areas. You know, as soon as we leave the city boundaries of Cambridge, we're into really quite rural areas. They don't have public transport, really, a lot of them. So they are needing to hire coaches. And if you're in a very rural area, those children are also kind of missing out on trips. As you obviously remember your primary school trips from when you were young, and I remember mine. But if those aren't happening, I think what we can do here is we really bring what they're learning about to life. It's great. The teachers do a fantastic job of teaching the children in a fun and exciting way. But to be able to really see the thing you're learning, it cements it in your brain and it really helps. So we're just really delighted that the Gatsby Charitable Foundation have been able to help us achieve this ambition, because it's something we've wanted to do for a really long time, be able to help schools get here who couldn't otherwise.
Tell me a little bit more about Gatsby then. I confess I'm not familiar with them. What I think instantly of F. Scott Fitzgerald, of course, nothing to do with them whatsoever, I guess.
No, they're a charitable foundation that is linked to Lord Sainsbury. So they do a lot of charitable work, funding projects to do, particularly with plant science they're interested in. So the Sainsbury Lab in our neighbours at the Botanic Garden, they are linked to Gatsby as well. And they also fund the Gatsby Plant Science Education Programme, which are our other neighbours. So they are really interested in that area. And we're just very lucky that they've decided they wanted to help school children come and sort of see plant science in action at the Botanic Garden.
Yeah, once the kids arrive, what do you show them?
Well, it depends really, because this grant is, and our school visits are open to any classes from reception class, so that's the little four-year-olds just starting school, right up to A-level students. So it can be, our weeks are very varied actually. So earlier on this week we were teaching some year four pupils from Norfolk about plant classification and plant families. Yesterday I was teaching a Cambridge secondary school about plant evolution. We do obviously make huge use of our glasshouses because they're a real resource. You know, most primary schools have got rainforests on their curriculum, And where better than to come into our glass houses and feel like you're in a little rainforest in Cambridge. So we talk about the adaptations of the plants, sort of how they work. We talk a lot about pollination and pollinators. Really, all our visits are linked to things on the national curriculum.
I was going to ask about that. So this all links. We never got rainforests in Essex growing up. That's quite disappointing, really. But I guess, you know, it has to work in with the various key stages, they're called, aren't they, which the kids and the teachers are working from. So can you, if you get a call from a particular school and they say, well, we're doing this, if we bring them round, can you help?
Pretty much. If it's about plants, we can do it. So, we have, at the moment for primary schools, on our website, it's really, really detailed sort of menu of sort of workshops that the schools can choose from. But if they're doing something a bit different, we can do a bespoke session for them. That's fine. And with secondary schools, we work with the teachers to talk to them about, you know, what's for the best for their pupils, what particular things they want to target. You know, we often do with A-level students, look a lot at sort of plant responses. We look at, you know, adaptations for dry or particularly wet environments. So we just work with the teachers really to make sure that they are getting exactly what their pupils need, because, you know, they've got to show that it's a really worthwhile visit to be able to come out.
No, absolutely. I sense you're rather busy. Does this mean that people have to book quite a way in advance?
They do. We've had an amazing response to this grant, actually, and we're absolutely blown away, actually, by how well it's gone, because we've never done anything like this before. We didn't know, you know, how keen schools would be. But there are actually two levels to the grant, which people should know about. Is if you're a state school, we can cover your travel costs to the garden. So that could be either coach hire or public transport. Lots of schools are able to come to us by train. We had one school come by train from King's Lynn not long ago, and they had a fine old time. They got their own carriage on the train. They had a great day.
Oh, excellent.
So people can definitely use public transport too.
You're not too far from the station, I guess. It's fairly easy to walk down Station Road and come in the other entrance, as it were.
Absolutely. And there's public buses stop on that road too.
Yes, of course.
People do use those. But also, if you're a school where you have a sort of high percentage of pupils receiving the pupil premium grant, that's a source of funding from the government that aims to help improve educational outcomes for disadvantaged pupils. So, for example, it could be pupils who receive free school meals. And some of our schools in Cambridgeshire actually do have pupil premium percentages of nearly 50%. So that's quite high. So if they have an above average pupil premium percentage, the average is 28.4% in the country. That means we will also waive the fee that we normally charge schools for our teaching. So they would be getting a completely free visit.
That sounds fantastic. How long does the grant go for? Is there like a, if you like, is it time limited in any way?
It's a 3-year grant. So we're running it in kind of yearly time periods. So for this year, we obviously launched it. We didn't know how it was going to go. My colleague B, who's the other school's learning officer, actually did a phone campaign to contact schools, particularly in areas like Fens, who don't visit us already, and not many of them do have high pupil premium percentages. And we were really hoping these were the schools that were going to come and visit us. And by the end of the day that she'd phoned some schools, we already had bookings in. And teachers were saying things to her like, I can't believe we're getting this trip for free and we never get anything like this. And wow. So we've actually already allocated more than 50% of this year's funds for the grant.
Well,
so
that's good news. I guess there's still room for more if they're interested. What do people do? It's a simple matter, I guess. You know, it's kind of old hat to ask you what the website is. Well, I think I might be about to ask you anyway. But it's one of these places that's so well known. You can just pop it into Google. Or Bing,
yes,
or
can,
whatever
but,
one you care to use and find it.
If you've got listeners right now who are teachers or who have siblings who are teachers or friends who are teachers and want to tell them about it, our website is botanic.cam.ac.uk. And once you're on there, you just need to go to the learning pages. And believe me, the Gatsby Schools Visit Grant is all over the learning pages. We really, really want people to know about it. And we've got plenty of availability left The summer term is most popular, but to be honest, with the glasshouses, you can visit all year because we've got that sort of indoor resource. It doesn't matter if it's raining or freezing outside. We've still got tons of things we can teach you about plants at the garden.
Oh, that's great. Well, Hannah, thank you very much for coming on this morning and telling us about that. It's fantastic that so many kids are able to come and see you thanks to that help from the Gatsby Charitable Foundation. Hannah Elkington, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Cambridge 105 Radio.